Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in Acts chapter 16, and so far, God has redirected the plans of Paul and Luke and Silas and Timothy, and we've seen that whenever you follow the Lord, you never know where you're going to end up. You never know who you're going to meet, and you never really know what's going to happen. With Lydia, it was a quiet conversion. Paul and company, they go to a place where people commonly gathered for prayer. They gathered up a group and started sharing the gospel. And by God's sovereign goodness and grace, he opened up Lydia's heart to pay attention to Paul's message. And she was saved that day. If you compared her conversion to the jailer's conversion, or even what happened with the demon-possessed girl, well, Lydia's conversion almost seems dull. Don't trouble yourself if your conversion was not full of drama. Just because your conversion may not have been as dramatic as someone who was rescued out of an addiction, your conversion wasn't any less divine. You, who were once dead, were brought from death to life. Don't ever be ashamed of how God drew you out of death into life. All of our conversions are divine. God doesn't convert people because they are partial to him or because they look particularly better to him than others. Everyone's salvation is by grace, and it is a dramatic divine deliverance. When you pray today, please pray for Rigoberto Jimenez and his family, our missionaries in El Salvador. And also pray for the Elway Life Word broadcast in Benin, Ghana, and Togo.